You are now listening to Trevor Widger. Stay tuned for interesting subjects.
You're listening to the Trevor Widger Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Trevor Widger Show, Episode 4, Take 2. I, of course, am your host, the one and only Trevor Widger. These are my co-hosts, the Queen Bee, Stacey Hale.
That's me.
And the Ghetto Fabulous, Angie Courtney.
Okay.
Yay. And we're going to try this again. Music's still going.
We like that.
We did. There we go. This is the Trevor Widger Show, Sun-Kissed Edition. I tried to get a spray tan earlier in the week, and now I'm a bright orange. So you'll see that on the YouTube channel. Most people said it didn't look that bad, but Angie informed me that I looked like an Oompa Loompa.
I think you should like Photoshop like a green wig.
Oompa Loompa, no. Doopity.
You're stupid.
We got a new hairstyle for you.
What sucks is as much work as it was to get this done, and I'm not even happy with it.
Who did it?
Yes, it did. I'm going to tell you about it.
Who did it?
The new tanning place uptown.
Fail.
I know. So I go up there, and I'm already embarrassed because I'm a guy getting a spray tan. That's not what you're supposed to do. And the lady takes me in the back room, and I'm undressed. I have to get my boxers only, and then I have to have a hair net because of my hair, so you have to keep that out of the way. And then I have goggles on to put eventually, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the manliest thing I've ever done in my life, with my little goggles and my son. Oh, my God, it was awful. And so I'm naked, and this lady spraying me, complete stranger, and I have to get in this gigantic, one of those stand-up beds. And you feel like you're some sort of monster like Frankenstein because you have to step into this big, gigantic metal capsule and these lights turn on and these fans are blowing. Have you ever sat in a stand-up bed? They're freaky. Have you?
No, it's like a time capsule from hell.
Yes, it's awful. And so then I do all that and it's $27 for me to be orange for a week.
Well, you could do that for Halloween.
For Halloween, yes. Not for everyday life. No, I'm not Oompa Loompa. I thought it looked like Chester Cheetah.
Oh.
Razzmatazz.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Stupid.
So fucking dumb.
That's a commercial.
Oh, anyway.
He says that. Yeah.
First of all, I want
to
talk about
Cheetos.
You what?
Used to like Cheetos.
Until Chester Cheese said that.
Yeah, bitch.
Anyway, have you guys heard about fried Kool-Aid? Have you heard about that new thing? There is a fair.
Wait, are they smoking it? I might be intrigued.
No, they're not smoking it. At these fairs, at these carnivals, you know how they're always frying Snickers and Twinkies, and they will throw anything in a fryer. Well, now they've come up with fried Kool-Aid, and this guy mixes the Kool-Aid powder, flour, and water into little balls and throws them in the fryer so they look like pink donut holes, and they're like selling them out. They've made...
That's
disgusting.
What I think.
So it is like a donut.
It's like a... They look like donut holes, but oh my God. And I'm thinking, how fat are people that they will just eat anything fried?
We're Americans. We like
that's very true. Would you eat fried Kool-Aid, Stacey?
Ooh, no,
I wouldn't even try
Kool-Aid.
It. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What about fried Kool-Aid?
Never
I mean,
know.
That could be better.
What about I wonder if you How eat you... it when you poop it out if it's the color of the Kool-Aid.
Oh, that'd be gross. I'm thinking...
Try it, Angie.
Okay.
We'll send Angie to get... How do they come up with this stuff? Who thinks I should fry Kool-Aid?
They sit at home and they get all baked out of their mind and then they're like, what can we fry?
Fry Kool-Aid, man.
Stick Oreo on a fork and...
I think what they do is... I think what they do is at the end of the day when they just have a bunch of leftovers, they go through the cabinet and some guy's just like, hey, what do we got left? And they throw it all in the thing because they know the fatties will show up.
Right. And we do.
God.
And then you see the Biggest Losers running up the hill to their house.
Right. Oh, look, here
in
they
slow motion.
Look. The customers are lining up. Here they come. Step right up, folks. Oh, that is so disgusting. I do want to try it though. I do. They look like red donut holes, it says. According to the Christian Science Monitor, one of his customers said, it starts off tart and tangy and finishes really sweet. Ugh. And they were trending on Twitter.
Do they put them on, do they put sugar, like roll them around in sugar when they're done or anything?
No.
That's gross.
They just eat little.
You should tell them they should roll them around in sugar after they're done.
So why don't they just lick the Kool-Aid?
Right? I don't know.
Because it's not fried.
It's got to be fried.
Can't sell at the carnival if it's not fried.
Right.
Hey, the state fair was coming like, what, August or something? Don't they have the state fair in Springfield in August?
But this is not in Illinois.
Yeah, I think so.
This is only in one state right now. San Diego. July. This is in San Diego, though.
Well, they'll have it at our fair.
That's true. We'll dip it in sugar.
That's
we'll take
right.
it to the next step.
Powdered sugar, whatever we want.
Right. Do you guys remember the Rebecca Black video, the Friday song?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Stace?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have some news. It has been officially removed from YouTube. They took it off. Well, first, before they did that, they saw it had like, what, 30 million views?
Right.
And so they set it up to where they
Don't
thought...
cry.
They thought...
I'm going to miss her.
They set it up because they thought they could charge people to watch it. So they set it up as a rental. And for $2.99, you could watch it as many times as you want for like 3 days.
That's stupid.
Yeah, and it was a big fail and nobody bought it. So they put it back up. And then Rebecca Black and her parents are suing the record label because they said that the company that put it up online messed up her image and they didn't handle her art.
Oh, no, she did that when she opened her mouth. Just saying.
That is very true. And it's clear.
Gotta get on the bus. Gotta get my lunch. Gotta get in the car. Gotta get in the camera.
Which whatever. Seat do I ride?
Done for.
But it's clear, like, she has zero talent whatsoever. And when I first saw that, I'm like, her parents are probably rich.
We should make a Wednesday video.
We could.
We could make
call
our
it
own.
Hump day.
Yes.
That's a good idea. I could hardly get
we'll
you
put
here.
In the Oompas.
What? No, stupid. I can hardly get you here once a week, let alone another day to
that's
record
true.
A song.
That's
so.
True, Angie. You suck.
Whatever.
So I've heard.
But he has. It's clear. He. I know. Stacy's texting during the show. That's a no-no, Stacy.
Devin wants to know if she can come over.
No, we have no room. We have a full studio audience with producer Steve,
so
Steffi.
Sure, bring her and the little alien.
You're mean.
I said, go ahead.
Stacey will
anyway,
shake it up. Blah, blah, blah.
The thing about Rebecca Black is she has zero talent. It turns out I looked it up and her parents did pay the record label so that she could do this. So she doesn't have talent. She wasn't discovered. They just had money. And they tried to auto-tune it. And people say auto-tune is for people who can't actually sing. But from what I've heard, you actually have to sing like a little bit in order to still sound good on auto-tune, like T-Pain. Have you ever heard his songs? He auto-tunes it, but they sound good. And she just has absolutely no talent whatsoever.
It seems like they took like a clip of her singing and mixed it up with Fred and then put it all together.
Right? It's awful.
Yeah.
And they said at one point she was making $20,000 a week off that video or in song.
Why? Nobody bought it.
I think they did. Well, they also had advertisements on the YouTube page.
You know what? That, what is it, that Carson Daly or whatever? Remember when he had the other guy, he came on and did it. They probably had to pay for, like, rights to sing it and perform for it and what all that.
She was right? on Carson Daly?
No, but he had made a deal with somebody else and he came on the show and sang it.
He came on the show and sang it.
That's better. He did. Oh, yeah. On Jimmy Fallon's show?
Maybe.
Stephen Colbert and him sang
yeah.
it. Yeah. So they probably get royalties from all
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, they probably had to pay to do that.
They sang the song Glee.
Yes, they performed it on, I think it was the finale of Glee.
Those Glees will perform anything, won't they?
They will. They really will. It was just awful.
They're Glee-dicious.
Nice.
Where's our sound effects?
Oh.
I had a sound effect for you.
Friday.
No, that's not it. Oh, here it is. Say it again.
She's say, so into this show.
Say it again.
They're gleediculous.
There was. Oh, God. Anyway, we tried taping the show last week, but we had a full house. We had Angie.
Fail.
Yes, it was a huge fail. We had Angie, Stacy, and Mike as my co-hosts. And Angie and Mike were wasted by the end of the show. And Mike kept just yelling out stupid stuff. And then Angie was yelling at him, and I was trying to do the news. So we just didn't put that episode up. But one thing that we did get out of it was at the very end, I took a video of Angie completely drunk getting mad at Mike. And I'm going to play an audio clip of here.
It is funny.
Listen to this.
I was so pissed off at him.
What's she mad at me for?
You're stupid.
Hold on. Why is she mad at me?
We're going to follow Angie.
Yes, get her.
See why she's upset. Yes.
This is
Yay, that
Angie,
sounds like fun. Let's do that.
My thoughts on the show is that Mike should not be invited.
You don't think so?
No, not at
what
all.
What did he do?
I think that he gets fucking trashed super early in the fucking show, and then he talks stupid shit that he don't know nothing about. He don't even know what the Boston Tea Party is. Are you kidding me? He doesn't even know who Anthony Weiner is, or Huma, or any of the shit going on with it. Are you serious? You know nothing, dude. You know nothing.
I don't.
And you want to throw in Trevor Burkett, whatever, but you know nothing.
She still loves me.
She does. She does, but it's bullshit. She'd not be a co-host for more than 30
I'm not
seconds.
Be host.
No. That's true. Ooh, he has like attention span of a toddler.
Oh, it was awful. Anyway, that's just a clip of it. The full video will be on our YouTube channel if I ever get around to it. YouTube.com/Trevor Woodruff Show. So anyway, we did not put that episode up, and this is episode 4, take 2. So I have to remember, we are on iTunes. I announced that last week, but it didn't go up. The show is officially...
We have 2 reviews.
2 reviews?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do one?
No.
Of course you didn't. You don't know how to get to it.
That's actually the funny thing. Our producer, Steve, got on there and tried to make it look all official and give us a review, but he misspelled several things, so he sounds like he's completely illiterate. I'm going to try to find it.
We like.
I'm going to find it for us here. And we also have an update on Trevor Barnes. We have to go through that. Here's Steve's comment, producer Steve. He commented, very talented. And this is how it starts out. I think that, he goes, I think that this a great mix of laughter, current events, and real issues from real people. I see the Trevor Woodruff Show going to places in which other shows might not. Keep up the weekly podcast. Very funny. I am a fan. That's what it was. Very talented we are.
That's good. Show us. I bet Trevor Barnes never had a review like that.
Well,
so
his,
now what?
His did not work. And then Stacy.
That's not me.
That's not Stacy. That's Night Shifter 4 also gave us a review. Night Shifter 4 says, uplifting and hilarious. 3 exclamation points. Let me just say, these folks have it all.
Wait, who is this? Is it you at night?
This is Night Shifter 4. This is not Stacy.
This is a fan, douche.
Oh, it must be Jane.
Miss Jane. Funny, full of wit, and may I add, intelligent as well. Sure to make you laugh. You have to listen. You will really enjoy this.
Was that from you?
It's from Stacy.
No.
What? Oh, Night Shifter 4. Night Shifter 4. We don't know who it was from, Angie.
Our fan.
It's a real fan.
Aww.
Anyway, we also have big news regarding the Trevor Woodruff Show. I have got my driver's license.
Yay!
Officially.
Woo!
That's just annoying.
Now let's talk insurance.
Oh, God. Please do not. That was my entire birthday. Everybody's just like, car insurance.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong.
Oh, I'm so
Geico.
Sick.
Right?
I'm so sick.
You save 15% or more if you switch to Geico.
I'm so sick of hearing about car insurance. And everybody assumes that now that I have this car insurance that I have to pay for, all of a sudden I have to get a job. Everybody's worried, Trevor's to get a job. I'm thinking to myself, I'm 16 years old. And they're just like, get a job. Are you still living at home, you bum? I'm like, please let me. Leave me alone.
Okay, I just want to know how you're going to pay for it if you really don't have a job.
I can mow lawns.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. And
I'm curious.
My parents are paying for part of it.
Okay.
Poor me and Angie. Between me and you, nobody will let us just... I'm going to smash that phone.
Droid.
Turn it off.
Droid.
Anyway. So, Stacy, I need you back at the show.
Okay, one more time.
She was just kidding.
Okay, thank you. Turn it off. Like children.
Was that from Madagascar? Yeah. Like I'm chunky.
Yeah, let's
Oh, nice. My God. So anyway, Trevor's not getting a job as of now. I will be having little summer jobs here and there. And Angie, you're still working, right?
Yay!
Nobody thinks Angie can hold a job for more than 3 days.
Right?
So everywhere I go, everybody's like, is Angie still working? And she's had a job.
I don't know. I haven't been by her cardboard box lately.
She's only had a job for like 2 days. Is she still working? Is she still going at it?
She bought a new car.
Not sure if she's going to keep the job, though.
She got an iPhone. Oh, but you should have been there the day we tried to get my driver's license. My birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Easily the worst birthday I've ever had, which... Aww. To me, it doesn't matter because birthdays are just another day. I never really understood it. When I was little, it was fine, but...
I love my birthday.
I do, too.
And I have pretend birthdays just to have another one.
Well, I have 10 birthdays every day.
You have a happy life. I don't, apparently.
Aww.
I
know.
Aww. Where's your crybaby button?
We don't have a sound effect for that.
We
got this.
We do not. So anyway, on the day of my birthday, we go out there. And first of all, we don't have the Social Security card.
What?
Your alien registration.
Right. We don't have any of the information. And so we have to go out and find that. And of course, it's clear at my mom's house. She lives out in the country. So we drive way out there. My father's yelling. Everything's going wrong. Which he doesn't do often. So we get out there and the door's locked. So we have to bust into my mother's house.
Nice.
And we break through the side door and we smash a mirror that she has. So now the mirror has a gigantic crack in it.
Now 7 years down the drain.
Yeah, there goes 7 years of bad luck, which it started
on your birthday.
It started that day. So then he has to search for all the information we need, and that took him about 20 minutes. And then we wait for mom to get out there so she can follow us to the DMV or whatever. There's the sound effect we needed. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so we finally get out to the DMV. So we finally get out to the DMV, focus, and we get there and the school has forgotten to enter me into the system as a pass. So we can do nothing. We can't get my license. We have to leave after hours of looking for the stuff. So we leave and the driver's ed teacher calls my dad back and says, okay, I entered it in. You guys can turn right around and go back. And so we did. So we go back out there the second time. We're ready to go. I sign all the sheets. And I go get in the car, and the driving instructor walks out there and gets in the car. And I'm nervous. Of course, I'm a nervous wreck. And so she says, okay, I'm going to check your lights and the brakes. We did all that. And then I back out, and I get to the stop sign when you're leaving the DMV, and I realize I forgot my glasses. So I'm like, okay, should I just take the test and not worry about it? And so then I'm trying to squint to see, can I see signs? No, not at all. It's all a big blur. So I'm like, we're not going to try this. So I said, I forgot my glasses. So we had to go back in the DMV, go inside, tell my dad that I forgot my glasses, and it turns out I left them home. So my father has to drive now all the way back to his house to get the glasses, and we have to wait. That took him about 20 minutes. Keep in mind, they quit doing the tests at 4:30. It's now about 4:10. So he gets back, and we have the glasses. We're ready to go a second time. I get in the car, and we take off. Everything's good. And after all that, hours and hours of preparation, the glasses... I fail the test. I fail the stupid test.
What the hell? How'd you do that?
I made a very complicated error. I took I took. Listen.
Well,
to
you
this.
Had to drive with the glasses on. That was a change.
I know.
Jesus.
Listen to what I did. I took a left at a red light.
Ooh. After hello, cross traffic.
All of that, producer Steve's dying. I'm not kidding. I swear to God, I did.
Why? You don't ever do that again.
No.
Why'd you do that?
After the entire day that I've had, after all of that crap, I'm not even thinking about the test. I'm not there. I'm just thinking, okay, when are we going to get this over with? When we get to... And it was over pretty soon because we drove right back to the DMV. And I got a fail.
What did they say?
She didn't tell me anything until we got back. But I was kind of curious. I'm like, we didn't do everything we're supposed to go over. And she started having me go back. So I thought, whatever, I guess they just do this now. And so we get there and we pull up and she goes, now, do we know what we did wrong at the stoplight? And I'm like, I'm thinking, what? I'm like, oh, I took a left at a red light. She goes, yes, and that's a violation. You failed. And she tries to, and then she tries to make jokes about it and make me happy. She goes, aww. And don't think, no, not joking at me. She tried to make me feel comfortable, yeah. And there's no point in doing that. She goes, now don't think, if you think you're the only one that's done that, you're not, smile. I'm like, yeah, yeah, just get out of the car, lady. We're done. And so we walk inside, and I have to go to my aunt and my father and explain to them that after all the hard work we put in today, I have failed the test. And so we do that, and that ruined the rest of my birthday. But that was the least. Well, that wasn't the least, but there were more problems to come. We get to Mary's. My grandma Mary's for the birthday party, and nobody's in a good mood. Mary's upset. She's running all over the place, yelling at people. Half the people weren't there yet. Angie showed up later. And the best part is my birthday cake was designed as a driver's license so that I could get...
Hey, so you did get a license on your birthday.
I did.
Oh, yay.
So everybody was there to celebrate that I got my driver's license, and I did not. Of course, we had to lie to them because my family's a bunch of a-holes, and they would have just made fun of me rather than show me their support. So we just said, oh, the school didn't enter it in. We couldn't take it.
Yeah. He has his license. We can make fun of him.
And so we went and took it again Friday, and everything went much smoother, except for this time the instructor was a guy.
Oh, he's so...
Yeah, he looked like he was just in a bad mood all the time. And so I get in the car with him, and he mumbles the entire time. I can hardly hear him. He goes, okay, we'll take a right up at the next stop sign. I just wanted to just slam my brakes and go, ha! Idiot. Is it that hard to talk? Yeah. Now my father's making fun of me. Thank you. This is why we couldn't tell nobody.
So I did all the time in driver's ed, and my driver's ed teacher goes, I'm passing you because my nerves can't take this.
Oh my.
And I didn't have to drive at the DMV because it gave me an A in the class.
They're like, oh yeah, we're not going to kill another instructor.
Right.
Pass.
That's funny. So, but no, now I have my driver's license.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yes.
You have to explain how calm that day was.
How calm that day was? That was, like, if you took the day when I first tried to get my license and compared it to the day that I did, they were polar opposites. We drove out there, everything went right. Yeah, everything was just calm, and I was still a nervous wreck during the test. And the test is supposed to be 15 minutes, but we only did, like, 10 minutes, and he had me... come back. I'm like, oh, I failed it again. You've got to be kidding me. But I'm like, don't
now,
think about
then
it.
I would have made fun of you.
Right. If I did it two times.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would have just, I said, by the time we actually got ready, I was just going to drive it right into a tree. I was done. The driver's an instructor.
Fuck insurance. I don't need it anyway.
I failed.
When they come back in 10 minutes, Stephanie and I was sitting there and we're like,
yeah, they were real nervous. Like, he did it again. But I got it. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we have an update on Trevor Barnes when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Trevor Wigger Show.
And we're back. Sorry, I'm less than enthusiastic with Stacy and her stupid sound effects. Y'all made fun of my driving. I'm sad now because you made fun of my driving.
You started it.
How am I? Except for Aunt Steffi, who's in the audience. She's the only good relative.
She told me to get the noise on my phone.
Whatever. Okay, next. We have a Trevor Barnes update, but we'll get to that not yet, though.
Hey, Jude.
Angie's making sound effects. First of all, Rush Limbaugh has released... Do you guys know this?
The tea?
He's released his own brand of tea, Stacey.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I actually listened to how he announced it, and the way he set this up, and we have a clip here. You would think he's... We did this last week, but remember, last week didn't go up. So we have to revisit some of the things we did. Anyway, you hear him announce this, and you would think he's invented, like, the next... He's, like, a cure for cancer or something. He told him days ahead, I've got a big announcement coming up. And we have a clip of the day of right here.
Beside themselves. All right, welcome back. Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network. Folks, as I've been alluding to, but not overdoing it, in recent days... Well, it's not really been stringing people along, but I'm going to have to give some advance notice. I could just spring this on people. But today is a day in broadcast history that I'm never going to forget, and I hope that you don't either.
All for tea.
Time to reveal the secret. We've been working on this.
Welcome back, folks.
Almost for a year.
Year.
Pretty close to a year. And we've done a very good job of keeping this thing a secret, and we had to, as you'll soon understand why.
Wrap it up, Rush.
Right.
It's time to introduce to you, my friends, a new product. And there it is. For those of you watching on the Ditto Cam.
We're not.
It is tea.
Did he say two. Dildo Cam?
It's tea is the brand. Sounds like there I am in all of my glory on every bottle. On the shrink wrap covering
get
every
it, Trevor.
Yes.
As Rush Revere. The liberals are coming, folks. The liberals are coming, and it's time to warn everybody and have a little fun at the same time. The product is called Two If By Tea.
Clever.
It's an iced tea. Brand new iced tea available on the market today. Unlike Apple, when we announce a product, it's available that day. I thought about announcing it and saying available this fall. No. We announce it. It is available today. It's not in stores. Listen, you know why this. It's not in stores? Because that wouldn't be fair. We couldn't get it in every store. So we want to make sure that it's available online so that everybody has an equal opportunity to
He's
access
stupid.
It. There's also a phone number you can call to get the tea. The website's very simple.
TwoIfByTea.com.
that's the real tea story.
Right.
To Shining Tea.
From tea to Shining Tea, he said.
.com. And you can also order it here. It comes in 12 packs only. We have four flavors. Well, two flavors with variations on the flavors. We have regular. This stuff, it tastes just like my mother used to make iced tea when I was
He's
growing
not sure
up.
How many
it
flavors.
Is the best iced tea I've ever had. And you people who've been with me for a long time know that tea is a big deal to me. I mean, this program has a long history.
Right.
Finally decided to just do my own.
He likes to get
Stop
tea
Stop messing
bags.
Around with it. Okay, we have regular tea.
Maybe that's what's
tea.
In his mouth.
Raspberry and diet raspberry. And I'm to folks, it is kicking. This stuff is just delicious. $23.76 is the price per 12-pack.
$23.76 for a 12-pack?
Yes. $23.
The Law Enforcement Foundation.
He donates
it. He already turned me away from it.
Anyway, that's just a clip of it. Oh, my God. And he said, it's not available in stores because that wouldn't be fair.
Right.
He couldn't come up with a deal to get it marketed.
Yeah. Nobody wants it.
Because Walmart's everywhere.
Right.
Everybody can get the Walmart. Not everybody can get online and
right.
order something.
Exactly. It wouldn't
Whatever,
be fair.
Rush.
God, he's stupid.
Bitch, you ain't from Russia. Why are you rushing?
He does sound like he's constipated, though. Two If By Tea is the brand name.
And then you hear, flush.
Welcome back, folks. Wish we had sound effects. We need better ones. The only we have this one still.
That doesn't work for the.
It does work. It works for Rush Limbaugh. Get it? Because he's fat.
Oh, a good one.
Anyway, we have an update on Trevor Barnes. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, in an earlier episode, I found a podcast when I was looking for mine one time called The Trevor Barnes Show. We tried to play it so we could make fun of it. However, it wouldn't work. Went to his YouTube channel, and we have found his YouTube channel with videos. This is Trevor Barnes performing his rendition of the Beatles' Hey Jude, and it's called Hey Jess, and it's sad, but I have it somewhere.
Don't do the whole thing.
We're not. Well, I got my clips that we used. We tried to do it last week.
That'll work.
We can make fun of him. First of all, it's a comedy thing that he does, and then he does the song. It's not just singing. Anyway, it's stupid. Listen.
I asked out this girl, and she said no to me, and it started getting me depressed everywhere I went. I just couldn't do it. I kept knocking myself on the door. I just got really depressed. I just couldn't do anything. I was totally alone. I felt just stupid. I even tried to kill myself by hanging myself on the door.
And this, at this point, he has a handkerchief.
If you can see, this didn't really go so well.
Like to hang himself with?
He's going to hang himself with a handkerchief.
Well, that's not going to work.
I couldn't hang myself. It was. I don't even know how people really do it. And then I couldn't tie the knot, so I got frustrated with that.
Hungry.
So I went on this website called Uvu to talk to my friend Sean to see what he thought about it. Sean, I don't know what to do. I really like Jess, and I really like her, and I just don't know what to do.
He said she.
So does the girl.
Yeah. And that's all that
I guess, and that's all that worked. We have a clip of him singing,
Trevor
too.
Barnes.
Right. Anyway, and then this is his big finish at the end of the song that he sings.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Jess.
God.
Na, na, na. Na, 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 hey, Jess.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Na, 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 hey, Jess.
Is he done yet?
No.
No.
Well, there's more.
Na, 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 na.
I want to hear the big finish. No, no. Maybe that's it. No.
Na 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 na. Hey, Jess. Na 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 na. Hey, Jess.
He said he couldn't tie the knot, but I'm pretty sure he was hanging when he was singing that.
Stacy said that he's the happiest suicidal person she's ever heard. I could not tie the knot. I mean, you said you would tie the knot.
I don't
for
know
him.
Why that oh, yeah. girl don't want nothing to do with him.
Right.
I think I could be a singer on YouTube.
That singer, you really could.
Mm-hmm. We're doing Hump Wednesday.
Woo-hoo!
We have to get that going.
We'll do the Humpty Hump.
Someone will listen to this and they'll steal our idea. Oh my god. And there's also a Hey Jess Part 2 where he raps and does auto-tune like Rebecca Black. But I think I have it here. Hold on. We'll have to stop the recording real quick.
You're listening to the Trevor Wigger Show.
And we're back! Was
Yay!
That better, Angie?
Yeah,
time for
random shit.
No. That is not what it's time
That's where
for.
We're gonna insert your fart.
That was a masterpiece.
I know, it was huge.
Oh, hold on, we're not ready.
Trevor, stop faking us out.
3, 2, 1
No, we're back right now. Okay, we have the sound effects. It's time for topics.
Topics. You need one.
That was amazing.
Except the only thing is we didn't really prepare topics. We have one, and then we're just going to come up with random ones off the top of our head. First one is guilty pleasures. I like that one. What is one of your guilty pleasures?
Watching Nickelodeon.
No, that was producer Steve. During the break, producer Steve told us his guilty pleasure was watching the Disney Channel, and nobody thought that was a good one. Boo. Poor Steve. He's just trying to come up with ideas.
I don't know. I don't really know.
You don't have a guilty pleasure? You rob.
I smoke in public.
You've stolen your neighbor's internet and cable. You've robbed people
that's
for.
That's not a pleasure. That's thing
200 cheeseburgers.
That's a pleasure.
No. Stealing isn't pleasurable. You got
to
do what
some
you
people,
gotta do.
To some people, it's guilty.
I like to some eat cottage cheese on pickle chips.
Ew, gross. Nobody has a good guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Mine would. Censored.
Mine would be spray tanning, censored. But I already told you all about
that. I like
that.
To go chunky Duncan.
Oh, God.
I like them big. I like them chunky. I like them big. I like them plumpy.
So you guys want random ideas? You got any random ideas on you? What if you could? If you were one of the people at the carnivals, you were a food person there. What is something that you would fry and sell to people?
Kool-Aid.
No, duh. Not Kool-Aid. And you'd have fry alcohol balls.
Oh, that would be delicious. Listen,
no,
listen.
It wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Watermelon. Soaked in vodka and fry it.
Yeah, we could.
Fried watermelon.
I thought about sticking a wiener on a stick and wrapping some cornbread around it and frying that.
That's very original. They call those corn dogs.
I would wrap something in bacon.
What?
You want to wrap bacon?
Something in bacon.
Just wrap your body in bacon.
You are not a lesbian.
That's your guilty pleasure. If I keep sniffing you.
I want my cousin. Incest, the whole of game, a whole family can play.
All right, bacon.
Oh my god. What would you fry?
It's hot.
It is hot. We can't turn the air on in Studio 5. It makes too much noise. We can't open the window. That makes an open atmosphere. If you had your own show, what would it be called? Your own podcast. Mine's just the Trevor Woodger Show.
That's a good name.
What would you call it?
I have no idea.
This is going to be a great episode, I can tell. A lot of dead air.
Who cares? Donkey balls fly through the air.
No. That's what she texts me. Sheldon, the 9-year-old thought that was funny.
Me too.
I would call my kitty cat.
No.
Everybody would look. Listen.
Putty, 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 putty.
Putty, 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 putty.
No. Putty.
Putty.
Putty,
putty, putty, putty. Yeah, we're done.
This is why we need to come up with topics ahead of time.
Okay, wait a minute. Listen. So this guy works in a nursing home and there's a bunch of crazy people that go there from a nut ward that closed down. I'm not going to say names, remember? And nobody else would take them, so they got to go to the nursing home. And this guy shit his pants and stuck his hand in his and pulled it out and licked it and goes, that's some sweet chili.
I'll eat your cornbread.
You'll eat your cornbread.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's true.
That was in town?
No, I can't say names.
That's true, though. People do that. Oh, they have, like, issues.
Oh, he ate his own poop. He should have fried it first.
Right! Fried turds.
Calm down, Angie. That wasn't that good of an idea.
Fried shit! We got it! We can sell it in all the nursing homes. Your food's bad now, bitches!
Mama made you some chocolate pie.
Sweet chili, some fried shit.
It was just a joke. Angie thought I was being serious.
Yeah. Me and Tommy were going to eat it.
No, you weren't.
Ooh.
Tom.
I could see that.
Speaking of nursing homes, that has to be a pretty crappy job. What would be the worst job to have for you personally? In the whole world, I don't care. That could be in the continental United States if you wanted it to be. I don't know the different jobs.
We get to travel. Trouble in our head stops.
Here we go. Where's that?
Oh, we don't have that sound effect. What is the worst job? What do you think?
In the nursing home, I would definitely not want to wipe those people's asses. That's so gross.
But what, I could do that. That's the absolute worst one?
In the nursing home? Yeah.
Would you rather be a garbage man?
Yeah.
Deal with people's trash?
Yeah.
That's better?
Yeah.
Would you rather work in a coal mine?
No, because then you die.
What about a shit plant? A sewer plant?
A sewer plant? That'd be pretty bad.
You smell
bad.
Like shit every day. Yeah. Huh? Or the pig farms. The pig farms are bad too.
Or just come to our house. You smell the same thing. With the dog and the cat all over the place.
Oh, uh-huh, it's your house now.
I thought that was the new Glad Day candle.
That's shitty. I do that.
It makes Steve mad when I say that.
That's so shitty.
People are going to listen to us think we're just stupid.
We are not. We're... What are we?
Or we smell.
No, what are we?
What are we?
We're not talented. We're talented. Oh,
we're We're talented.
What?
Talented.
Okay, what else? Come on. Let's think. Funny stories.
Funny stories. Let's ask the audience.
Audience, is there any funny stories?
We're just kidding. We don't really have an audience.
This silence means there's nobody here.
We need a cricket right there.
Cricket sound effect.
Well, I have a funny story.
What is it?
I'm supposed to be the audience member. You fucking ruin everything.
Okay.
No, forget it now.
Screw you. Go home. We don't need you in our audience.
She almost was.
We lost our fan.
Oh.
And I'm back.
And Angie's still mixing your drink. You're not drinking alcohol, are you? Mm-mm. The Trevor Woodruff Show is sober from now on, me and Stacey decided. After last week.
So when you hear something real funny, Caleb was sitting there and telling me a story the other day.
Her husband.
Yeah. And he acted like he had this huge idea. And right when he was telling me, a lightning bug was lighting up right in the middle of his head.
What was his idea?
I don't know, because I was distracted by the lightning.
Shiny, 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 shiny. That is funny.
That's neat.
Big Daddy Woo Woo is probably not
happy.
Speaking
of which...
Do you think it's funny that Big Daddy, she calls him Big Daddy, Big Daddy Woo Woo?
She call him Big Bad Bitty Boop Boop.
Boop Boop Boop.
I say, Bitty Bitty Boop Boop.
You guys have any plans for 4th of July? Yeah, as of
no.
yet?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
Fireworks.
I've been invited to places, but nothing that I want to do.
We're going
to
watch fireworks.
That's real patriotic.
Yeah.
Speaking of patriotic, I have to share this. So, you know, my dumb bracelets that I wear.
Yeah.
The one for our cousin.
The rubber band ones?
Right.
But they're cancer ones?
This one is for, I wear blue for Ronnie.
And you're supporting one of your relatives and people say it's stupid?
My relative did.
Stacy? Stacy said they're dumb.
Well, she did until she found out what they were. So anyway, this one says USA, right?
Right.
And I wore it because it says USA and it's blue. And I was cleaning today, washing my hands, and turned it over because I got water underneath it. The damn thing says made in Mexico underneath it. I was like, you son of a bitches. I was like, you son of a bitches. I don't even wear it anymore, but I had to wear it to the show so you could see it.
Stacy gets so mad when we laugh.
No, pumpkin.
Screw you and Big Daddy Woo Woo. You know, anyway, yeah. Made in Mexico, my nice. USA bracelet.
Such an emotional thing.
I'm going to get sad again.
Want a handkerchief?
No.
Did you know they're still...
I can't tie it.
They're still debating...
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Ange.
You know they're still talking about Michael Jackson's death 2 years later?
Did you see they were selling his red jacket?
They are?
Yeah, they're auctioning off. Did they sell it the other day? Producer Steve?
Know. Steve can look
they
it up.
They were auctioning off like 2 or 3 days ago. And they said it was going to go for millions. His red jacket that he wore for Thriller.
I have a red jacket also.
Hell yeah.
Sell it. Do you think his doctor is responsible for his death?
It seems kind of like it.
What about you, Stace?
I think he likes drugs and he just ate too many.
That's true.
So you don't think it's the doctor's fault?
No.
Because, yeah, that's the thing. If you ask someone for drugs and they give them to you, it's not murder. Not manslaughter.
He took them.
I know, exactly, but that's what they're charging him with.
Well, they threw Kevorkian in prison for how many years, and that's all he did was gave people drugs to kill him.
So I wonder why. Angie, you're a fan of drugs, aren't you?
Always. But yeah, I just got off the needle. Let's not bring it back into my head because I may turn back.
You're depressed. How has your new job been going?
My
Do you have any stories from
fantastic.
There?
Fantastic.
Any stories from there?
Not really. No, it's kind of interesting because I work with like old people on the first two floors and then like children in the other wing. And the old people will just get like pissed off at you randomly and scream at you.
Right. So just for no reason.
Yeah. So like the first day I was on the 200 wing, nobody says anything to you about these people, right? You know? So I'm sweeping and all of a sudden the lady that's training me goes up and she goes, "Oh, how are you doing today, so-and-so?" And she goes, "None of your goddamn business, you cocksuckers. Get away from me." And leaned up in her chair. I thought she was going to attack me. I was
the old lady.
I was like, "Thanks for..." Yeah. She's like 100. And she's like all in the chair, little and shit. I was like, "She's going to get up and bite me." God.
I wish she would have. That would have been so funny.
She ran down the hall after me. And I didn't even talk to her. I was just sweeping.
Maybe that's
like
why.
A warning would have been nice. Right. She's going to come up out of the chair and bite me. Jeez.
The bidding started at $200,000 for Michael Jackson's jacket.
It's still going or started and never
According to articles. The highest paid amount for one of his items was $420,000 for the white glove. One glove.
Ew. Who would want a white glove from that man?
Especially.
Gross.
You're mean.
He's nasty.
They never proved that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he went to court 7 times.
Okay, here.
For each separate case.
Speaking of not proven, you guys all know that locally we have that whole pastor thing.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that on air.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about that. That was a big debate. But, well, we can kind of. Basically, locally.
I want to talk about the other preacher. She's so sad. I just wanted to tell you how mean he was. That's okay.
What are
we
won't
talk about?
About
on there.
Locally,
tell me.
Locally,
what are you
we
talking about?
Locally,
wait a minute.
I'm gonna tell you.
It might not be the same one. Oh. Let her.
What?
Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Well, they like rallied out there when he was getting sentenced or whatever, and that pastor was real mean when he was on the news.
Why?
He was talking really bad about that girl and her family.
That's the thing. That's what I want to talk about. Locally, we have a pastor who has been sentenced to 4 years in jail, or prison. I mean, because he was charged with sexually assaulting this young girl. And everybody in this church is all supporting him. He's innocent because of this stupid religion. They think that because he's of this religious importance, he has to be innocent. Meanwhile, everybody who actually knows and is involved in the case says he was 100% guilty. And the thing about these Christians that go to this church is they think they're doing God's deed by defending this man. But in the process, this poor young girl involved, like, she's just a stupid little teenager. F her. And
she's a tramp.
Yeah, yeah, and these are grown, mature
they're
Christian.
Preachers.
Yeah, they're Christian adults. You said the other preacher was on the news?
Yeah, what and he was talking real bad about her, saying, "Oh, I knew she would do stuff like this, and his family was so good to her and took her on vacations and everything, and I just knew this was going to happen. In 15 years, nobody's ever said anything bad about him. So this just can't be
true." Oh, so that, okay.
They never proved anything.
Because he has a good track record.
But yeah, his wife found him in bed.
Is that the allegation?
That's
allegedly.
What
allegedly.
Happened. That's supposedly what happened.
That's
yeah.
Supposedly.
That was in the paper.
Why is
that
it?
That was stated in the paper.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we can talk about that. Why yeah. is it religious people keep having these scandals?
That's a freaking cult.
Between that church is weird, but between religion and politicians with the Anthony Weiner and Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody has affairs. Stacey thinks it's funny.
She loves Mr. Weiner.
Stacey thinks the word Weiner is funny.
He said Weiner.
I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Wiener.
Jay Leno did that.
Stacey hates our sound effects.
I do.
That's because you hate hers. Jay Leno did that when he was talking about Anthony Wiener.
What, Stace? Or Ange? Or whoever you are.
Who the fuck is talking? when Jay Leno was doing the Anthony Weiner thing, he said, "Well, I don't know why it's such a big deal. Look at the car he drives around." And he put the Oscar Mayer Weiner mobile up.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
That was funny.
I think we're ready for news then, unless we want to do something else.
Dance on the table.
You dance on the table. Okay, well, it's time for news. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back with news.
You're listening to the Trevor Wigger Show.
And we're back. The show's so exciting this time. We had a full basement of a whole studio audience. I think, what is it, three of them have left, and one of them is falling asleep right now. So we're doing good, episode four. But it's still better than last week.
True that.
Anyway, it is time for... I was waiting for you guys to finish.
We don't know.
The you news.
Do the thing. I thought you were going to put the clip in there.
Well, I got it. Oh. We'll try again. It's time for...
The news! Yay! Stacey's favorite!
Here's the jingle.
Hey, you guys! News!
And that's producer Steve. You can tell when laughter is forced.
What's up?
Would you laugh for the show?
Would you like a spot or two?
Shut the fuck up. Okay. I thought it was going to be. Oh, yeah. See the cackle.
the whole show is just laughter.
That'd be fun.
Stupid.
Okay.
Watch your slushy slushy.
Time for the news.
Tickle me, Trevor.
First off, those expecting a garden variety performance, documentary, etc., entertaining performances peppered with amusing backstage clips and antics will get significantly more and less than they bargained for in Rodman Fiender's revealing and thoroughly entertaining Conan O'Brien Can't Stop. Fans will get a rather intimate look at a man who is much more than a late-night talk show host as cameras follow him during his mad dash around the United States and Canada on a 32-city music and comedy review. Revenue?
Review.
Is that a word?
Revenue is money.
It's like talented.
Talented. R-E-V-U-E. Is that a word? This is on CNN.
Just say tour.
Anyway, Conan O'Brien, you know how you went on that tour? They're making a movie about it and they're releasing it. I'm excited. I hope I get to see it. That it's like backstage and stuff.
That's crazy.
It'll be funny.
I think it'll be funny.
I think very so too. I love Conan.
And this is a funny story. All of this is on CNN. Good God. You know we're not really that funny when our audience is leaving.
I think we're so freaking funny I can't quit.
Very talented indeed.
True that.
Kim Kardashian gets X-ray to prove her butt's real. That is true. Kim Kardashian's ample backside has oft been the subject of a is it real or is it fake guessing game, and now the 30-year-old reality TV star is trying to set the record straight. On an upcoming episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the soon-to-be Mrs. Humphries headed to the Humphrey. Oh, we're so mature.
She's hump free because of that booty. Wish she had squished that thing.
Stacey hates our sound effects. Anyway, the soon-to-be Mrs. Humphreys headed to the doctor for an x-ray to prove that her tush is implant-free. In a promo clip for the show, Kim explains to her physician that her sisters dared me to get a butt x-ray.
Physicians,
I know. You people can't let me get away with anything.
No.
Because there are so many rumors that I have butt implants and I'm so tired of them. Her sister Courtney got an x-ray of her breasts to show what implants would look like.
Oh my gosh! What a stupid horse!
Available now at Target.
And of course, this is sure to make Stacey happy.
Maybe should x-ray or their freaking brain, see if they're real.
Oh, no. Ooh, kidding.
Yeah.
That'd Ooh. Be fun. Anyway. This is...
You said...
This is the big news of the week. Are you ready?
No.
I just want to do a dramatic pause. Number of Americans in same-sex marriage states more than doubles. You know why?
Tax time?
No. You guys didn't hear? No. The number of Americans living in states covered by same-sex marriage laws has more than doubled after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill into law that gave gay and lesbian couples the right to marry. It is now legal in New York. What are your feelings on that, Angie?
Go them.
Cuomo signed the measure after it passed a Republican-controlled Senate on Friday night, raising questions as to whether the move reflects new momentum in the gay rights movement. Cuomo said the law will grant same-sex couples equal rights to marry, as well as hundreds of rights, benefits, and protections that are currently limited to married couples of the opposite sex. A few of those are the right of inheritance, employer health benefits, and a host of state tax benefits. That will not include Social Security benefits through a spouse because that is a federal benefit. The controversial law passed by a narrow 33-29 vote, a first for a GOP-led state senate, making New York the sixth state in the union to legalize same-sex marriage.
There's only six?
Only six right now out of 50. But the decision also drew a sharp rebuke from opponents who spent millions to try to defeat the measure. Quote, "We worry that both marriage and the family will be undermined by his tragic presumption of government in passing this legislation that attempts to redefine these cornerstones of civilization," the state's Catholic bishops said in a joint statement released late Friday. It was signed by Archbishop Timothy M. Dolan and seven other bishops. Opponents of the marriage equality law have vowed to take political action against any Republican who voted for the bill. I am surprised it got passed if there are so many Republicans. I wonder what made them change their mind.
Probably the bishops.
The bishops, I'm sure. You know, Bill O'Reilly from Fox News supports gay marriage, which usually Fox News people, they don't do nothing. Oh. They're very conservative. What? Can you act at least half interested when I do the news?
Oh, yeah? That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Stupid.
I tried.
Anyway, it's legal. And another
Hi,
story.
Are you with us? Can you join? Hi.
Stacey's done. Stacey's done with the show because we talked about gay marriage. New story. President Obama backs rights for gay couples in New York fundraiser.
Oh, Jesus.
That's gay.
So he had a fundraiser for him?
Well, I'm going to read you the story.
That was delayed again.
Is it long?
I know. President Barack Obama took his act to New York on Thursday as the featured attraction at three back-to-back fundraisers.
Was Michelle doing push-ups?
No.
No, she was making the fat kids run.
Run, you little gay bastards. Chase the wiener.
Snicker in my pocket.
They all chased her because they thought she was made of chocolate. Oh, producer Steve hates any joke based on race. It's only a joke. Calm down. Don't email us.
It was funny. Get over it.
I don't mind the gay jokes. I don't like the gay
No, that's funny.
We do. Oh, I did change the email to our show. It's.
Don't give him their email address if you just said don't email us.
That's true.
He only wants Steve not to email
him. Yeah, don't email me, Steve.
Steve. And tell us how talented
he is. He's very talented.
I hate you.
That's racist.
That's racist. The thing you've said.
Our new email is trevorshowfan@gmail.com. I didn't want the same email
We're
I used.
Safe, because we air when Dora comes on.
What? No. She's not on Disney, just so you know, bitches.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's fun.
President Barack Obama.
Wait, go back.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Email address?
Oh, trevorshowfan@gmail.com. I didn't want to use the same email I used to
bring it back to Obama.
That's what we're doing. TrevorShowFan@gmail.com for all your hate mail. President Barack Obama took his act to New York on Thursday as the featured attraction at three back-to-back fundraisers.
Back-to-back. For the gay rally.
Should have been front, cover the back.
Kim Kardashian should be there with her booty x-ray.
They wouldn't need the x-ray there.
Let me feel it. Anyway.
Where he touted his progressive credentials, including support for equal rights for gay couples. Obama kicked off his evening at the LGBT Leadership Council Gala at the Sheraton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. After condemning discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity, the president drew rigorous applause when he addressed same-sex couples. Quote, "I believe that gay couples deserve the same legal rights as every couple in this country," Obama said. The president, who during the 2008 campaign said he wouldn't promote same-sex marriage but did support civil unions, did not use the word marriage in his speech. His speech came amid some frustration that Obama, even given his efforts to rescind the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, prohibiting gays from serving openly, has not gone far or fast enough in backing gay rights. In his speech, Obama acknowledged that the change he'd promised wouldn't be easy, nor would it always be quick. Quote, "I did not run for president to do easy things," he said. "It was time for us to do hard things, the big things."
And then he started backing it up.
Where's that crazy cat?
Come on, soldier.
Back it up.
You know, the editor to this article was laughing hysterically when they put that in.
It was hard for him.
It's okay.
Oh, my.
About 600 people paid $1,250 apiece to attend the event. They included Jane Lynch of Glee, and the Knight's Master of Ceremonies, Neil Patrick Harris of How I Met Your Mother.
Once again, Glee-diculous.
And a new study says sitting for hours can shave years off your life.
No wonder I look five.
No, not that way.
It's the other way, dude.
It's the other way. Sitting too much.
You should look 100.
Sitting.
I'm giving my cane.
You'll beat me with it again.
Sitting too much?
Bah.
Sitting too much will probably shorten your life. That might sound ridiculous or obvious, depending on your perspective, but the findings don't come from a fringe study. They come from the American Cancer Society, whose researchers studied 123,216 people's health.
What a boring fucking study.
What the hell is the cancer people doing studying sitting
all right. down? They're like, all right, everybody, here we go. They just sit.
For days. They
write things down. No, not days. People's health outcomes during a 14-year period.
Oh,
man. So I don't think they just sat there for 14 years. I hope not.
That was during their cancer research. That's why we don't know anything.
Right. The Cancer Society's doing this.
That's retarded. Why would they
crowd?
I mean, that's beep.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's our audience.
They're not
classy people.
At us. You're boofling it now.
Okay.
In particular, the American Cancer Society study finds that women who sit for more than 6 hours a day were about 40% more likely to die during the course of the study than those who sat... Oh my God. They're just dropping dead during the study, I guess.
Just sitting there.
Than those who sat fewer...
They said how far to fall.
Than those
fat
who...
bitches.
Than those who sat fewer than 3 hours per day. Men were about 20% more likely to die. The large study focused on the numbers of people who died. Other studies have focused... How did they do this study?
Why is the cancer people doing this?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
There are so many things wrong with this.
Right.
What does that do with cancer?
Right.
Right.
Wouldn't it be caused from obesity?
And why are they
sitting?
Oh, look at the kitty.
The cat is in the studio.
No, it's in the window.
Oh, there's one in the window.
It's a new one. Oh, it's gone. So anyway.
Other studies have focused on specific conditions affecting the most Americans, things such as cardiovascular disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and depression.
Still nothing about cancer.
No. In those studies, too, extended periods of sitting increased risk of illness. They're doing everything but cancer.
Right.
I don't know.
And all that money we raise, we think it goes for a good cause, and it's for them to sit on their fat asses.
That's true.
I'm taking this bracelet off now, damn it. Take your shirt off. Right? Was this study done in Mexico?
I do not know where it was done.
Is it on the Chinese?
Oh, audience, please be quiet. Okay. Americans like baby boys best.
Aw, they're so cute.
So is Michael Jackson.
No.
Oh, my bad. I was so confused on
that's
the
stories. He's a true American.
Right? And the preachers. Catholic white preachers.
Love. No wonder it's white. White.
If,
what happened?
They were only allowed to have one child. More Americans would prefer it to be a boy rather than a girl, a new survey finds.
That's true.
Despite the intervening... Despite
you've
gotta
the inter- go.
Yep.
Excuse us.
Stupid audience. I'm just kidding.
Oh, the baby.
The baby. Where's the wah?
Just
despite the intervening woman's movement, the results are very similar to those who find when the same questions was asked of Americans in 1941. The Gallup polling agency asked a random sample of 1,020 American adults whether they'd prefer to have a girl or a boy if they could only choose one. I'm surprised it wasn't the American Cancer Society that did it. 40% said they'd pick a boy, 28% said they would want a girl, and the rest didn't mind either way or weren't sure.
They're the liars.
The preference for boys over girls is driven by men, 49% of whom said they'd want a son. Only 22% said they'd prefer a daughter. Women, in contrast, showed no significant...
They were the molesters.
They were what?
Pedophiles.
No.
Molesters.
So women, in contrast, showed no significant preference, with 31% preferring a boy and 32% preferring a girl. Americans younger than 30 are the most likely to say they prefer a boy, with 54% making that choice and 27% preferring a baby girl. The gap then declines steadily with age. Would you rather, if you had only one child, would you rather have a boy or a girl?
Stacey would rather have boys.
You have two boys, though.
If Stacey had a girl, she would kill it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently dropped it off at a safe haven.
Like Tracy Morgan and his son. Tracy Morgan and his son, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He said he'd stab him.
I would stab it to death.
Now, that's just wrong.
Stacey laughed all through the show when we talked about that.
That's funny.
So would you rather have a boy, Angie? You have a boy and a girl. This could be hard for you.
Ooh, and they're both sitting right here watching mommy.
Ooh, can I have neither, please?
Can you what?
Can I have neither, please?
Neither.
She wants a puppy.
I want a puppy. And I don't care of the sex. Where are you going? Where are you going?
And
yeah, I want a transgender.
Listen to this. My birthday. My birthday is June
22nd.
No, not Mike.
Happy birthday to you.
No, it's over.
Oh.
Listen to this. Did you know... The donut turned 164 years old on June 22nd.
Wow.
The story goes that... I don't care about that.
Did
anyway,
you know that Hugh Hefner is older than Bubblegum?
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I was going to say... Okay, here it is.
Come on.
Blah.
The story is supposed to be talking about how donuts have grown over the years. Basically, they say that donuts are a lot
they're
larger.
They're probably larger because we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, a chocolate cream filled donut sounds delicious.
Ooh.
That's not good.
That's not good.
What are those?
Donuts? I think you have a food addiction.
Donuts are good.
Donuts are not
I love food.
Guilty pleasure.
Donuts are not good for you. They'll shave yours off
I love
your
to
life.
Rub them on my body. That's my guilty pleasure as I watch Swiper.
Well, she
Swiper, no swiping.
Don't touch my dog nuts.
Dora.
So
that was on
Yahoo.
That was a
ass.
Stupid
Swiper's
article.
So why was she sitting on her ass studying cancer? She's eating her donuts.
Right.
Go you.
Good
me?
Job.
Me?
And finally.
Yeah.
Oh, yay me.
Finally, Oprah gets honorary degree from
Oprah. She went to school.
Oh, but she didn't. No. That's a thing.
He's
from
the hood.
I'm so hood.
Oprah gets honorary.
She throws dollars on the limo.
Make it rain, bitches.
And Stedman's going behind her picking them up.
Now, crew, get that. Go get that.
Oh, my. Oprah gets honorary degree from South African University. Oprah Winfrey received an honorary degree Friday from a South African university that has been called a model of reconciliation for its response to a racist student video that shocked the nation. The U.S. talk show queen was awarded an honorary doctorate in education from the University of the Free State, where four white students caused national fury in 2007 by making a video that showed five black workers on their hands and knees eating food that appeared to have been urinated on. The university's new rector, Jonathan Jansen.
Rector.
I knew you'd do that.
What the hell?
Has been at pains, this is on Yahoo, has been at pains to overcome the deep divisions on campus since the incident. And Winfrey congratulated the institution for its efforts at reconciliation. Quote, "What has happened here at Free State in terms of racial reconciliation, of peace, of harmony, of one heart understanding and opening itself to another heart is nothing short of a miracle," she said in an address to graduates. "It is truly what the South Africa, what the new South Africa is all about."
I don't know why she thinks she's from Africa.
Right. The students dubbed the Rights
she's
Four.
She's just got a good tanning bed.
No. The students after the Rights Four, dubbed the Rights Four after the now shuttered residence hall where they lived, have since apologized and were forgiven by the woman in the video. Winfrey invited the five workers to share the stage with her Friday, praising them for their spirit of forgiveness. The media mogul who bade farewell to her talented television program last month after 25 years was visibly emotional at several points during the ceremony. So the school wants to prove that they're not racist, so they give Oprah a degree.
That's bullshit. That's I could paint my skin black and go to get a degree like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. That's pretty racist. Oh, she's black. We'll give her a degree. That'll show them. That's
what should he get a degree in? She got a doctorate.
Doctorate degree. It's Dr. Oprah.
Oh, that's
Dr.
Cute.
Oprah.
She'd be, right
she'd be like Dr. Phil. Ugh. And have her own new program. Anyway.
Maybe
I think
maybe she'll take her show.
Okay. So anyway, that's it for the news. And I think that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. Unless you guys would like to add anything. No.
I have a new nephew.
Oh, yay! Angie has a new nephew.
Yay! What's his name? His name's Hunter Richard.
Aww. I'm not going to mention any names on the air.
Don't say your last name. Mm-mm. Courtney!
And it's good because he's a boy, and Americans prefer boys.
That's right.
So it all works out.
That's true.
They had a girl, but they got rid of it.
No, they didn't.
They ate that one.
I ate the babe.
No.
Fat bastard.
They fried it.
Right.
Put it on a steak.
No, baby's on a steak. Baby back ribs.
I want what? My baby back, baby back, baby
Nelly,
back.
Nelly, get in your Ken.
Ken. Fat lard coming to dinner.
Ken.
Get in your Ken. Get in your Ken. Your Ken.
Get in your box.
And we'll
get
see.
Get in my freezer.
Get in my belly.
I want to eat you.
We will see you next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.